Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to North San Diego Business at Large, where each week you'll meet some of the movers and shakers in the North San Diego County business community. North San Diego Business at Large is sponsored by Syndicating Your Content, where we bring traffic and income to your website. Visit syndicatingyourcontent.com for more information.
Good afternoon. I'm Deborah Simpson coming to you from Carlsbad, California. If any of our listeners are on Twitter, and especially if you're a North San Diego County business owner, I'd appreciate you hitting that Tweet This button on the left and let your followers know about the show. If you have a question, you can feel free to call in. The number is 646-929-0096, or you can send me a question via the chat room. It is open. And if you like the show, you can follow the show by tapping the Follow Us button on the show page. Of course, you can always keep up with us via iTunes. Today, I'm so delighted. My guest is Linda Gorin. She and I go way back in business, and she owns The Best to You. And we're going to be talking a little bit about her business, and you know what next weekend is. It's Mother's Day, so I hope you're all thinking about your moms. The Best to You began as a hobby in 1984. Soon, creating festive gifts for special people became a passion. Back then, the dining room table was the design area, and a big order was more than six baskets at a time. It's fun to remember when the thought of having their own gift basket company seemed like a dream. It started to become a reality when Linda opened the first shop in 1985. As the business grew, she celebrated six expansions. Today, The Best to You enjoys the reputation of being one of the finest gift basket companies in the industry. They've been featured on Channel 8 and Channel 10 numerous times, and The Best to You is in the business of delivering memories. And I can tell you, Linda, I remember that one time when I think it was my 35th birthday, and we had networks. I don't know if I changed it to the business resource at that time. And mm-hmm. that big, beautiful basket that you surprised me with was just so much fun. So it's a delight to have you on the show today.
Thank you, and it's a pleasure. Thank you for inviting me.
Oh, absolutely. I can't believe I haven't had you on before. Linda didn't realize that I'd been doing this podcast for as long as I have been, so it's fun
to
catch up.
Yes, I'll be a follower now.
Yay!
Now that I
always love more followers. Yeah. So, Linda, tell me, you know, how did you get started? It started as a hobby. What made you think that this would be something you wanted to do?
Well, I always had something creative that I did as a hobby, and so I started doing the gift baskets back before it was even an industry. I was doing it for my own gifts, for friends and family, and then some of the friends and family were asking me to do some for them. And someone referred an attorney that was really prominent at the time, and he called up and asked if he could order 300 gifts. It was before Christmas. So I think I turned white as a ghost, said, of course, hung up the phone and almost fainted.
Right, and, but you said yes, right?
Yeah, that's what started, you know, all the furniture got moved over or out, and bookshelves went up to put all the gift baskets and supplies, and there wasn't any room in the home. And then the people that got the gifts that he ordered started calling and ordering, so we got our first little shop back then. So
that's how
it all started.
Well, you definitely have a knack for it because, of course, we've known each other far longer than we actually want to admit on radio right now.
That's true.
But your design, your eye for design is so spectacular. And some of the baskets you create are just so inventive and creative. You're welcome. And so what part of your business do you like best? I mean, is it buying the things that you put into the baskets because there's so many unusual treats that you pick up, or is it the putting it together? Is it the light on people's faces when it's delivered to them?
Well, I definitely enjoy going to the gift shows and getting new ideas, and sometimes I think of ideas in the middle of the night and then I search for the products, whatever the idea was. But I think if I had to pick what I like best, it's knowing that we're in the business of creating memories, and so we take it really seriously, and that's why we have attention to detail. And I think what really sets us apart is the customization that we do. So people know when they get a gift from the best to you that it wasn't picked off a shelf somewhere. It was designed especially for them, you know, usually. So we deliver like an impromptu party if it's someone's birthday, and whether it's going to their home or their office, we deliver comfort and we're thinking of you if they're going through bad times or if it's a condolence. We deliver encouragement. You can do it if they're getting ready to take a big bar exam or starting a new venture or something like that. And then work of art welcomes, if, whether it's a soldier coming home after a long time or someone just moving into their new home. So I think that's my favorite thing, is just knowing the results of our gifts. And there was a dad that called a few months ago, and his daughter was getting married the next day. He called in the evening from the hospital. He was supposed to fly out that evening for his daughter's wedding here in San Diego, and he got really sick and ended up in the hospital and was devastated. And so he had to create this really personalized custom gift to let her know that he was there in spirit. And he had us deliver it early, early the next morning when she was preparing for her wedding with all her bridesmaids and everything, something for them all to share. So that, even though he couldn't be there, he created a memory. He sent us a really heartwarming message that we framed and put in the basket. So we just love the stories that we get and the results we're getting and the memories we're creating, I think. That's my favorite.
Yeah. And I'm sure, too, that businesses probably use your services for customer retention, or if they're a membership business, maybe member retention. You know, how does your business, what are some of the other ways your businesses help other businesses stay memorable or stay front of mind when between potential clients and clients?
Yeah, that's really, the business gifts are really our niche. That's our number one thing. We do gifts for all occasions, but it's turning your clients into friends. Like, say a client tells you their daughter's in the hospital or something like that, and they call up and order a little gift, you know, for the child and have it sent. I mean, little things like that, and they don't have to be expensive at all, really shows that you care about the client more than just a business. You care about them as a person. It kind of changes the relationship. So there's that. And then just sending a thank you to a client when they give you the business or the referral, you know, set you apart from the competition. And I think that's so important. And not a lot of people, you know, not a lot of your competitors might be doing that. And then there's the employee end of it, sending your morale skyrocketing, or say you snap at an assistant and you're having a bad day and you really didn't mean to. We've had a boss call and say, oh, my God, she's crying. I didn't mean to snap at her. Can you get something right over here? And then called back and said you turned the tears into smiles. So it's things like that. So hospitality with getting gifts, you know, San Diego themed, like for all the hotels and conventions and meetings, and the business gifts. Those are our two top niches that we do.
Yeah. Is that one of your primary markets, is the travel industry, the hospitality tourist industry here?
Yeah, we work with most of the major hotels in town, and so we have to make them look good, especially when the concierge calls and they're choosing us and counting on us, and they have for 20 years now, so we're really proud of that. And their guest is very discriminating and wants a certain specific thing, and we deliver it for them. So that's a big niche. But also just every type of business, from small startup businesses to large corporations, you know, we love working with them.
It's beautiful because, you know, there's the office where if they have other employees, you know, the basket comes in. I know that I had you deliver one to a a mentor of mine while she was presenting a annual business. She still doesn't know it was me. So I had Linda. I wanted a way to show this woman how much she meant to all of us. So I had Linda create this beautiful basket, and I told Linda the only condition was it had to be delivered anonymously, and you fought me on that.
Yeah.
But you did really well. You didn't acknowledge me at all, and she still to this day doesn't know who it was and
she's
why
listening.
Yeah, that could be too. Could be giving it away right now. But sometimes, like, I always like the idea of random acts of senseless kindness.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that baskets are, and gifts like that are one of the ways that we can show appreciation. You know, normally, though, when you're doing it with your client, you want them to know that you were the one that sent it
right.
off. But in that particular case, I just thought, it was good for her to have that public recognition, but I didn't want the others to think, oh, you know, I was doing it to curry favor or something.
Uh-huh.
So in that instance, being anonymous was the better way to go.
Cool because everybody saw it. She was actually on the podium speaking, and so in front of her whole audience, she got presented with it. So
I know. It was so kind of comical when you walked into the room and everybody's going, what is this woman doing?
What is she? Why is she interrupting?
Yeah. What's she got that basket
until they
for?
Saw what was happening, yeah.
Yeah. Have you done other things like that for businesses where you've surprised someone when, you know, that it was completely out of the blue that the basket showed up?
Yes, I have. I'm blanking out on the name of the famous Padre guy, and he
Tony
passed
Gwynn?
Away. Yes.
Thank
we
you.
Got a call from Tony Gwynn's sister at, I think it was about 2 in the afternoon. She said, can you get a basket to Tony Gwynn by 3:30? This was probably one of the fastest turnarounds we did. I said, well, make it happen. She said, I'll tell you what the deal is. It's his birthday. Something else I was going to do fell through, and he's in the middle of a press conference in the skybox during a game. And so it's going to be a little challenging. She said, just get me on the phone when you get downtown and keep me on the cell phone, and I'll lead you through getting into the skybox in the middle of a press conference with this basket. So we made this great basket. We had to do it. All of the team worked together to get it ready fast and got her on the cell phone, because everywhere we went, there was a guard saying, you can't come through here. Oh, here, talk to Tony Gwynn's sister. And then they'd say, oh, go right this way, and all the way to the press building where they said, do you have a pass? You can't come in here. Oh, here's Tony Gwynn's sister, and so on, until we got right into the press box and presented it to him. So that was really cool. And he was really nice and loved it. And then we did a great big basket for Sly Stallone when he opened Planet Hollywood years ago, even though it didn't stay open too long.
Right.
But that was a $1,000 basket, and it had he had just done Cliffhanger, the movie.
Oh, yeah.
So it was a great, big, gigantic, tall basket with a helicopter and the propellers going on top and a little pilot speaking and a rope hanging down the basket with a cutout of Sly Stallone hanging there, and it got on Channel 10 News, and so that was another really unusual situation.
It must not be easy to get some of those components to put a basket like that together. I mean, helicopter propellers?
Yep. I had to do a lot of research.
So those are some of your trade secrets, right?
I do a lot. I have a lot of vendors now over the years, and I know who I can usually call on for, you know, unusual things or gift items I need. And then I go to the gift shows and find new things all the time.
Yeah, I remember when I had the jewelry business, going to the gift shows because, you know, there would be different things there, especially when my girlfriend and I morphed into going out to different fairs like the Carlsbad Village Fairs and providing mm-hmm. arts and crafts activities for kids. And I always thought the gift shows were so much fun to go to because you get to see so much. And, I mean, things have evolve all the time.
You know what our favorite one is? It's a fancy food show.
Oh, I bet.
Yeah, in San Francisco. So we just eat all day. But we are walking a lot, so we're walking some of it off. But,
yes.
You know, you get to taste all the goodies.
So rough to hang out in San Francisco, too.
Yeah,
I love that
love
town.
Love it there.
So let's talk a little bit about Mother's Day, because that's actually why I wanted you to come on the show today. I think it's such an important day. I think a lot of people assume that American Greetings or Hallmark decided to start the holiday, but I think you've done a little research on it.
Yeah, actually everybody does think that, but that's not the case. It was a woman named Anna Jarvis, and it was about 150 years ago. And she started it. When she passed, her daughter took over, and then it was Woodrow Wilson signed the bill, actually, in 1914. And so now it's the most popular day for dining out with the restaurants.
I bet.
Of all the
different holidays. Gee, I wonder why.
Yeah.
Don't make her cook. Yeah,
and
yeah.
It's also like the highest traffic of telephone calls of all the other holidays. You know, all the daughters calling their moms, grandmoms.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
Yeah.
And go ahead.
Lots of ideas. So.
Like what?
Well, the most popular, we have some new things this year that I'm really excited about. The most popular are usually chocolate gifts, spa products, the afternoon tea, and the gardening. Those have been consistently popular. And then a lot of people just say their mom loves, you know, gourmet goodies. Some say they want all savory things. Some say their mom's needs gluten-free or sugar-free or all healthy, and we do all of that customization to match any mominality. And but this year we've added this, it's a party bucket. It's really festive. It looks like a giant red cup, but it's a double-walled party bucket.
Oh.
And it could be used to, if the mom likes to entertain and have friends over, she can fill that with ice and sodas or beers or wine, or she can make a really cool puncher sangria and float fruit on it, or a giant salad. There's just so much you can do. And then when she's not entertaining, she can, when she's watching television or a movie on TV, she can fill it up with popcorn or snacks, you know, and share with the family. And we have that filled up with all kinds of yummy goodies. So that's called the Giant Red Cup Party Basket. And then we have a new set of really striking stacking boxes. They're a black background with pink and burgundy roses. It's really pretty. And we have matching gifts that go in it. So it's got a really pretty travel mug and a credit card case and a matching pen and a notepad, and then just massive amounts of chocolates and cookies and nuts and cheese, crackers, just about everything. So that's called the Vintage Rose Gift and Gourmet Boxes, and that's brand new. Let me think what else. Fruit is always healthy, but that's if they're in San Diego. We don't like to ship fruit. It doesn't always get there really good. And, so the gardening gifts we do real cute. We can even do them in a garden hose instead of a basket or a watering can.
Oh, cute.
And then we have a gardening stool. So if they garden outside a lot and they're kneeling and that's bothering their knees, this is a foldable stool that they can sit on, and then it's got all the gardening tools underneath it. So that's a cool thing. And then we have a brand new tea, and it's called Tea Forte. I'm sure some of your listeners have probably heard of it. It's in the top 1% of tea in the world.
Mm.
It's so good, and the packaging is just fabulous. It's like pyramid-shaped, the tea
bags. You know, I've received those tea bags before. They are really cool.
Well, and you know what's great? There's a contest in the industry called the Sophie Awards.
Oh, uh-huh.
It stands for Specialty Outstanding Food Innovations. It's the Academy Award of the gourmet industry, and the Tea Forte just won the gold medal.
Oh, wow.
So it's really, I mean, out of hundreds and hundreds of other tea companies, so they won the gold medal. So I'm really excited that I had chose them, and then they got the gold medal.
Yeah. So when for the listeners who want to get in touch with you, how would mm-hmm. they get in touch with you in case you've whetted their whistle on one of these baskets for their mom?
Well, they can go to my website, which is thebesttoyou.com. And I love talking to clients and new clients and personalizing it for them, so they can feel free to call me.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if they want to email me, they can email me at linda@thebesttoyou.com.
And there's definitely time for them to order a basket, right?
Yeah, they should. If it has to be shipped, they should probably do it pretty soon. But we'll be delivering all weekend here in San Diego also. And then we ship nationwide. So if they want to mm-hmm. call me, the number is 858-578-2740.
Wow. And so I bet you guys are pretty jammed right now, getting everything put together.
Yes, but we have not only Mother's Day, but we've gotten extremely busy this year with Cinco de Mayo. And that hasn't been a really big thing in the past. I think it's because I put our Mexican Fiesta basket on Pinterest last year, and everyone's been repinning it. And so people are calling from all over the country and ordering our Mexican Fiesta baskets.
And what are those made of?
It's got bean and corn salsa, a regular salsa, a cheese or nacho salsa, two kinds of corn chips, and then cheese crackers, cookies, nuts, and chocolates, and margarita mix, margarita glasses. It's real festive. So it hasn't been a real big thing before, but we got so busy this year with that. So that's exciting. So that's Tuesday, May 5th.
Oh, right. Yeah, there was something in the newspaper about it either yesterday or today. You know, it's one of those, starting to be one of those up-and-coming holidays. So I can appreciate it when you say that you're getting busier for Cinco de Mayo than you were before. I think that more and more people are, you know, it seems to be maturing as a celebration.
And the Mexican Fiesta Basket is something, you know, really different. So I think they like that. And then a lot of them were sending them to clients and referral sources. So we came up with a really cute thing to put on the banner. We said we would Cinco without your support. Happy Cinco de Mayo. And we spelled it Cinko.
That's cute.
So we
love
it. You know, for our clients, our business clients, we love just coming up with ideas to help them with their business. So that's fun.
So what should I have asked you that I didn't ask you?
Oh, gosh. I think you covered a lot. I can't think of anything, really.
Now, your business is somewhat a family affair, isn't it?
It is. My husband, Barry, and I, and my daughter, Veronica.
Yeah.
And then our team.
Yeah, how many employees do you have?
Well, it really varies. Even our employees that have moved on are still our employees. They come in during the holidays or whenever we need them. We've all stayed in touch, but, you know, anywhere from 5 to 20, depending on the season and if we have a big convention order or whatever's going on.
And then you've always been pretty much in the Mira Mesa area, right?
Yeah, Miramar, actually. Closer to
Miramar.
Off Miramar Road.
Right. Yes, that's right. They are two distinctly different. I remember
Miramar
Mesa. Well,
a lot of people make a mistake and they take Mira Mesa Boulevard instead of Miramar Road, and we're off Miramar Road.
Right. Well, I knew that because I've been in that in that area for years. Because I remember when you were down there still on the same street, but I think it was a different address.
Right. Our first teeny little office.
Yes. Yeah, I've seen them.
And I was actually sharing that with someone, too.
Yeah. Yeah, I remember being in the back area with you, and it's kind of an amazing area to see the production area where you assemble the baskets and how you have that all set up and organized. It's a great operation. And how many years have you been doing this now?
Well, we're celebrating our 30th year this year.
Wow, congratulations.
Thank
That's
you.
Just really wonderful.
And
yeah.
we just ask if anyone would like to come over, that they give us a call. We like to do that by appointment, as we're in and out, or sometimes we're working on rush orders or convention orders. So we like to do that by appointment. But
I don't
call
think we've given
anytime.
Your address at all.
What's that?
I don't think we've given your address.
Yeah. Well, it's on the website. But we take calls any time of the night or day, and we're available 7 days a week. When I'm not here at four, it's to my cell phone. Because with the hotel clients and the type A corporate clients we have to be available, you know, for rush orders.
Yeah. So do you see things picking up in the business community as far as business goes?
Yeah, I was just talking to a client this morning, and he's swamped, and he was struggling last year. I've been talking to a lot of clients that, and our business is definitely way up from the previous years. So I think the economy's really turning around.
That's good.
You know, and we're a good gauge because we talk to a lot of different kind of clients. And that's the report we're getting, you know.
Right, and you would be kind of on the fringe of somewhat a luxury item where you're not a business necessity per se, but, you know, when the economy is good, people don't want to be doing their client retention themselves when they can, contract it out to a company like yours to be able to send those, you know, thanks for becoming a client and gifts like that. So
exactly.
That's good to know that you're seeing the business pick up, because I'm seeing that too. And I'm encouraged by that. I'm the small business community is the backbone of the economy here in the county. So it's nice to see people moving forward and recovering from the past couple of years that we've had.
Absolutely.
Well, Linda, it's been a delight, of course, always to talk to you. Thank you so much for being my guest today. I hope that the listeners, you know, get in touch with Linda if you want to really impress your mother with a Mother's Day basket that's out of this world, or if you've got some really great clients that you need a very special way to say thank you. Because, Linda, I don't know that anybody can say thank you quite the way the best to you can.
Thank you, Deborah.
It's been my pleasure. Because I believe it. I've seen it. I see the joy on people's faces when you've brought a basket in. I've personally experienced it myself. I remember the basket you got me, and I know it was my 35th birthday, had some of the most amazing things in it. In fact, I still have the basket.
And that was just like last year, wasn't it? Your 35th?
Yeah, thank you. That was so sweet. It was just like last year. All right, well, I better let you get back to work. Linda, thank you so much for being a guest on the show today.
My pleasure.
And that is the show for this week. You can join me each Friday afternoon at 3 p.m. Pacific time. If you have an idea for the show, a business owner you think I should interview, or you just want to talk to me about the show, you can feel free to contact me. My number is 760-729-6647, or you can send me an email. My email address is Deborah, D-E-B-R-A, at NorthSanDiegoBusiness.com. Until next week, I hope you have a safe and prosperous week.
North San Diego Business at Large is produced by Deborah Simpson and Syndicating Your Content, where we bring traffic and income to your website. Please feel free to leave your comments below.